We're taking a little drive, and Brandy Stoneman is showing me where she used to live. It's just 2.5 miles from where she works. But she met a guy, they dated, they fell in love, and after a while decided to move in together. His house was bigger, so Brandy moved from her home near downtown and out to his house, 15 miles into the suburbs. When she told her insurance agent, she got a surprise. Her auto insurance rates dropped a lot.
It almost was in half when they told me when I moved and I had changed, and they told me that it almost dropped in half. Of course, I was excited, but it was amazing. It was a huge difference.
Did you ask them why?
I did ask them why, and they said, of course, that it was the area that I lived in. It was went by the zip code, and it didn't have really much to do with the fact that I was farther away from work.
So instead of 5 miles to work and back, she drives 30 miles to the same downtown location. But that wasn't the only surprise. She kept her old home in town, so like her boyfriend, she still needed to buy homeowner's insurance.
And when we both were looking and shopping for insurance rates, I spent about $300 to $400 more on my premium on a house that was almost half the price of his. And that was, again, because of where I lived and the zip code and the area that I lived in.
If you live in this city, this might sound familiar. You probably know a colleague or a friend in the suburbs who's paying a lot lower insurance rates. Stoneman lives in Michigan. That state's Office of Financial and Insurance Services spokesman, Ken Ross, says it's typical of insurance rates across the country.
Our urban population centers have experienced higher rates for both home and auto insurance. That is a function of insurance companies pairing the higher costs associated with living in urban environments, higher concentration of people with higher losses, and those losses are paired with rates being filed and ultimately premiums being charged to consumers who live in those areas.
And the regulators say it's a pretty fair way of doing things. The insurance industry also thinks it's fair. Peter Kuhnmensch is with the Insurance Institute of Michigan.
Largely because of the density of the population, the incidence of collision, the incidence of theft are much higher in an urban area than they are out in the outlying suburban areas.
Kuhnmensch says if people choose to live in the city, they should expect to pay higher insurance rates. He agrees that the lower rates in the suburbs might be an incentive to move there.
Well, I would certainly believe that cost factors for insurance would be a contributing factor to your decision to move from the city to the suburbs. Obviously, higher insurance rates reflected in the city could be one of those contributing factors, I guess, Lester. But overall, those rates pretty much reflect the underlying cost to provide the coverage in those areas.
Different state legislatures have considered laws that would make insurance rates less dependent on where you live, but those kinds of bills usually don't even make it to a vote, because legislators don't want to anger suburban voters by making them subsidize urban insurance costs. So instead, more people move to the suburbs, and ironically, everybody else subsidizes the cost of new suburban streets, more lanes of highways, and other infrastructure costs associated with the sprawling suburbs and accommodating the people who commute to the city. And while the lower insurance rates encourage a move to the suburbs, big city mayors say the higher rates in urban areas discourage redevelopment in the city. Those mayors, urban legislators, and advocacy groups lobby state legislatures to find an insurance rate structure that doesn't penalize those people who choose to live in the city and reward those who spread out to the suburbs. For the GLRC, I'm Lester Graham.